Changing Times by Catherine Skivers. If you read the last issue of The Blind Californian, you learn from our new president about the status of affairs in CCB today. Throughout our history, we have experienced changes and realized outstanding successes in many areas. But just as our personal lives and experiences have ups and downs, so it has been in the life of our organization. We have known some bad times, too. The first magazine distributed to our members in the early days was called the California Bulletin, and it was published monthly. Recruitment of members was not difficult back then. The first two presidents of CCB were Dr. Newell Perry and Robert Campbell. From 1934 to 1959, they were directors of advanced studies at CCB. Many blind students attended the School for the Blind, so they became acquainted with friends from all over the state. When they heard about the California Council of the Blind, quite a few of them joined the organization. Through the years, many adults were involved with CCB throughout the state. Along the way, it was determined that blind children should go to public schools along with everybody else. This left many of them alone in a community where no one was familiar with working with the blind. If they were lucky, they had a resource teacher who helped them learn Braille, and the other skills needed to become an independent person. Quite often, when I have attended national conventions, I have heard college students receiving scholarships from ACB say that they thought they were the only blind person in the country, and they didn't realize how many blind people throughout the United States were gainfully employed and living independent lives. Early in our history, the membership sold candy, held independent programs, and gave money to CCB. Dolly Glass, who was a successful blind businesswoman, contacted many unions and other organizations and was able to get them to donate to the council. For a long time, CCB was connected with a thrift store from which we received thousands of dollars each year, as we were given 10% of their sales. Unfortunately, the store management dropped us and partnered with a group who took less money. Then for many years, we were connected with a car donation program, which helped us to remain financially sound. Some cars are still being donated to us, but because of a change in laws for donations and less publicity, this source has not been able to help us sustain the cost of our programs. Throughout the years, we have been able to count on our membership to do whatever it took to help us raise money and become known. This was done by attending many county fairs and passing out literature, as well as writing countless Braille notes and alphabets for the benefit of those who had never seen Braille. We have always worked for education, independence, and employment for the blind. In future issues of this magazine, I hope to list some of the benefits we enjoy as a result of the countless laws we have passed in the California legislature. It would be hard to find a blind or visually impaired person in our state who has not had a better life because of our efforts. In 1959, a quarter of our delegates left the council and formed the Associated Blind of California. The members of this group helped form the American Council of the Blind and became the first California affiliate of ACB. This was the first major change of this type in CCB. While having two organizations in the state meant that we had two groups working on our state committees and legislation, it did create some difficulty because our legislators were reluctant to vote on a bill if the two groups did not always agree on it. While testifying before an investigative committee, I was asked why the blind groups didn't get together and just have one organization. My answer was, quote, "That's a great idea, Senator. Why don't Republicans and Democrats do that and tell us how it happened?" Close quote. This brought laughter and applause from the audience and a hug from Oakland Senator Nick Petras. In 1978, the council found itself threatened by the National Federation. It was a policy for quite a time to give half of money raised during the White Cane Week, see Kathy's article in the winter, 2017 BC, to the Federation. It seems that half of our other monies were also expected to be given to them. A bequest was received by CCB for California. The Federation demanded half of it, and a court battle ensued. Bob Campbell and George Fogarty, who belonged to the Associated Blind of California at that time, assisted the council, which finally succeeded in keeping its money. There have been other difficulties that you will hear about in our history articles at a later date. CCB has taken the lead in many areas. For years, we have had the California Connection, which has enabled our members to call an 800 number and find out what is going on throughout CCB. Most of the time, this support was provided by our own members. I myself had the privilege of recording the English version for more than 10 years. Maria Lopez and many other CCB members translated the material for our Spanish-speaking friends, and for several years now, staff members have been reading the connection in English. CCB has prided itself on receiving no funds from any governmental agency. In the 1990s, We combined forces with several disability groups and applied for a grant to bring AIDS education to disabled communities. As far as we were able to ascertain, no other such group existed in the United States or the world. During that time, about a half a dozen of our members got part-time work in reaching out to the blind through the state, supplying Braille and larger print materials and other training regarding AIDS. In 2002, our council and the National Federation of the Blind of California combined their efforts to secure the passage of SB 105, a bill that gave California a division within the State Department of Rehabilitation to serve the blind and visually impaired and the deaf and hard of hearing. It took 2 years to accomplish this. In about the year 2000, Jim Willows, at that time the president of NFBC, and I talked about the need for our organizations to work together. The blindness community had wanted a commission for the blind for a very long time, and while we had not been successful in accomplishing this, we were finally able to get our division. When we appeared before the legislature, Senator John Burton, who had introduced the bill for us, agreed with my testimony that this was a history-making bill, because for the first time, the major organizations for the blind had come together to bring about this monumental change. As I read Judy Wilkinson's article in the last BC, my heart went out to her. History really does repeat itself. When I came in as president in 1997, we were out of money, and some of our restricted funds had been used. Thanks to the car program, some variety shows we had to raise some money for us, and some wonderful people who left us extremely generous bequests, we could build many programs we wanted for CCB. We did quite well for a long time, but times have changed, and tax-exempt organizations are finding themselves with much less support from the public than we have known in the past. When things go wrong, we always think we should have a change, and change is good if you choose a path that has the likelihood of succeeding. Our membership has always supported us on our changes, so we have remained successful. But you must be careful with change. If you doubt that, just look at what's happened to our country lately. I hope that you will all remember that we can't have success without your help. Please join me and many others in supporting our new president and our new executive director, Paul Shane, in continuing to build and strengthen CCB. There is still much to be done for the blindness community. Our children need help learning Braille. There's talk about eliminating specialized services for the blind, and the unemployment rate among blind people is still ridiculously high. Wonder what the powers that be will think of next? And can we count on you?